What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One was, I think, the incredible work that Travis Kelce put in the offseason to once again be the kind of factor he has been in this offense, which is why I think he's back to being a 1,000-yard guy, and the offensive line getting settled so fast at left tackle that at least I can go into the season with some level of confidence. I can still have my reservations about what happened the last time I went into the season thinking they had solved left tackle, but these are higher draft pick, higher upside, and I think more glowing reports of Simmons' play so far, that I'm having a hard time not thinking that those are the biggest takeaways I'll have from all of camp this year.
So I agree with you on the last one. I'm totally right there with you. I don't know how anybody that's been at any camp practice or covered the team
that's
so
not
far,
one of the takeaways. Yeah.
Josh Simmons firmly taking control of the left tackle job immediately. Being available was the first hurdle. Now we're not talking health. We are just talking about how effective is he going to be immediately. I saw some more comments yesterday from Patrick Mahomes. He was on with Kay Adams saying that he's got a chance to be the best left tackle in football. This guy, I think, is going to be in the real deal. I understand people are skeptical because of Kingsley last year. I just would once again say, to me, completely different player. We aren't talking about the questions around him being, is he raw? Is he developmental project? That was what we were saying with Kingsley. We all knew that. It was always about health, and right now it looks like the health question is behind us with Simmons. So that's the biggest story, that finally, maybe they have finally found the franchise left tackle for Patrick Mahomes. That's a huge story. The other one for me would actually be the wide receiver room. We were discussing Hollywood Brown and stuff, but it's the fact that with Rice missing time, with Hollywood Brown's injury questions, Tyquan Thornton, for the first time, I don't know if he'll be our official camp darling this year or not, but for the first time, a name that people were mentioning all offseason might actually have a real impact. You know, in the past,
it might be a small one, but like a Justin Watson level impact.
Exactly. And, you know, in the past, it was talk about Fortson and Ross, and these guys ended up with like 100 yards, okay? There's a chance Tyquan Thornton has a couple touchdowns in 275 to 350 because he's a deep threat down the field if Hollywood Brown misses time, if they need to work something in. With Rice being out as well. So to me, it's that Tyquan Thornton wasn't on the bubble ever. From day one, he was firmly basically a guy that we all know making the roster. Now the question on the bubble is on the back end of the wide receiver room. It's with guys like Nico Remigio, Jason Brownlee, and whether or not those two are going to find a way on the roster, which one of those two. And Sky Moore, we didn't think he was making the team coming to camp, so I'm not going to act like we're surprised by the lack of ability from him here.
I do wish we had gotten out of camp and I would have felt better about the defensive line. Like, assured gold that they are going back to the defensive line from 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I'm not saying it can't be that, but I'm certainly not coming out of camp saying that, right? I'm not like, here we go, defensive line is back. No. I still have the normal faith I have in Chris Jones and George Karloftis and a whole hell of a lot of unknowns. Can Mike Dana be the five-sack guy from a couple of years ago? Can Gelati and Omar Norman Lott contribute? I'll find out eventually. I was kind of hoping, kind of like the offensive line, that would be one of my big takeaways from the camp, is that the defensive line can get it And it's just not that. That's just, like, not where I am, where they are. I was, like I said, I was kind of hoping that would be a portion of the story. But I don't think, and I know that, like, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce here in a minute. I do think there is something to, and I just read the entire, before the story, before the show started, I read Travis Kelce's GQ article.
Hey,
yes,
on the cover.
He is also on the cover of GQ, if he's not having a big enough week, I guess. It was announced that he was on the cover of that after, you know, all the Taylor stuff, which we'll talk about here in just a minute. But I do think, in that article, he cites what I think we all know, which is, in retrospect, he's saying the last 2 years, it's not that he wasn't working hard, but the work he put in the offseason wasn't up to what the standard he thinks it needed to be in order to be the other to be Travis Kelce. And this offseason, as we could probably see just based on the way he's moving and operating in training camp alone and the way he looks in these things, that he did take it very seriously this offseason. So if this is his last year, that man's coming to play for, like, the whole damn thing. And he is ready and prepared to do that once again. And unlike Hollywood Brown, the one thing I'll say about Travis Kelce is Travis Kelce's one of his best qualities is that man's nothing but available. I mean, he's the most available player in the NFL at his position, certainly. There are other good, you know, Sam LaPorta's a good tight end. George Kittle's a good tight end. Those guys miss time. Like, Travis Kelce hasn't missed time in a decade, essentially. He missed that one game, and we were like, oh, my.
He missed the opener against the Lions a couple years ago. That was about it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that.
And he was still back by week two.
Yeah, that was about it. And that was a weird knee bruise, like, within 2 days before the season started.
Yeah,
or something like that.
He hyperextended it or something, didn't he?
I think it was just a bone bruise.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
The worry was he hyperextended. I think it was just a serious bone bruise 2 days before that Thursday night kickoff game where they didn't have Kelce or Chris Jones, remember? The Chiefs lost that football game.
Barely.
And they still went on to win the Super Bowl that year, so it all worked out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.